Hello. Good evening here. Good morning or good afternoon, wherever you are. I haven't been on here in a while. So, obviously God saved my life, and I've spent the past 10 months reading the Bible. I've probably read it 1.5 times. And when this first started, I had no clue what was going on. What the Bible said. I just knew God was saving my life. I'm super grateful. How are you? I hope y'all are having like a super fantastic day. And I just wanted to get on here. See, I'm 23 years. I'm sober. I know how to stay sober. God teaches you how to stay sober. You know he has love, so. But I was one who was trapped by what people thought of me, by what I thought of myself, which is the worst thing. Because we think about it, our thoughts of ourselves. And thinking I was ugly, nasty, and disgusting because, you know, I had a disease because this girl raped me, even though it wasn't real, but it was like a trap. It was all lies from the devil. And he had to teach me everything, you know, all about like the words that you speak. Wise words are like deep water. Wisdom flows from the wise like a bubbling brook. Proverbs 18:4. And then it's like, 17:27, a truly wise person uses few words. A person with understanding is even tempered. And then, let's see, 6, fools' words get them into constant quarrels. They are asking for a beating. So, and then that's Proverbs 18:7. The mouths of fools are their ruin. They trap themselves with their lips. So, you know, what you say comes from your heart is kind of what you'll think, and what you think about yourself will cause you to care about what people, you know, sometimes we'll care about what people think about us. And it says, I forget which scripture it was, but care about what people think about you, it becomes a snare for your life, basically. And those who trust in the Lord will be free, or something like that. So yeah, my whole life just like lost because nobody ever told me to read the Bible, I guess. I don't know. But I guess I'm publishing this little short story book of my testimony. It says in Psalms 107:2, let the redeemed of the Lord tell their story. So it's a testimony. It's just my true life. And then it also in 2 Timothy 8 says, so never be ashamed of the testimony of the Lord, the testimony, you know, he gives you a testimony. Nor be embarrassed over my imprisonment. You know, we all are imprisoned at some time. But overcome every evil by the revelation of the power of God. So, yeah. I don't know, maybe it'll help one person. It's been a journey, though. And you know, and Exodus, place the testimony that I give you. Exodus 25:16, place the testimony that I give you in the chest. This is the Message translation, so they're all different translations, but it's about telling your story, watching your words the way you think. There's one that says, water, you can't have sweet and bitter water. Or fresh water and salt water don't come out of the same brook. So basically, you gotta, it's one or the other, you know. You either love or you're not. But I just wanted to say, hey, see, feels good to be free, pretty much free. I had some very big victories for God. He's like really showed out in my life, but then the devil still comes and attacks. So yeah, it's a fight. It's definitely a journey, and you gotta try to stay in it to not go back to thinking you're not worthy, you know, because you are. You're loved. Everybody is. Everybody's worthy. Everybody's chosen. Everybody's anointed. We all go through life. Actually, everything that we think doesn't qualify us is what God uses to qualify us. He needs us to go through those things so that we can be victors on the other side, and he can basically show his power. Why would you need God if we were all righteous? So you're all forgiven, you're all loved, and everybody's anointed, and yeah. Anyways, you guys have a wonderful day. I'll try to get back on here more. I don't know if anybody even listens anymore, but it's been quite the journey, and I've been just having to read and be by myself, trying to understand and learn. And before I get back on anything, I know what I'm talking about. You know? So you guys have a wonderful night. God bless you. I pray, Lord, keeps y'all safe and your family safe, and shows you love like he's shown me. In Jesus' name I pray.